switchboard, so as you can see, there's a lot of chaos.
Blog Talk Radio.
So just hold on so you can hear.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdrastuytse. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
And thank you so much for joining us here on the Higher Learning Network TV show. And we are broadcasting live today on the platform for the Female Solution, in which you just saw, but you didn't hear it, so now I'll let you hear it.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda's Beat. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And you are part of the solution, and thank you so very much for being a part of the solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Today's Saturday, a very special day, because we usually have this contest, bless you, on the last Saturday of every month, but due to the passing of our CEO, Mrs. Deborah Smith, her memorial is next Saturday, which is the day of the contest. So we can't be at two places at one time because we're broadcasting live. So that is why we have this special edition today. And if you go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, you will see what I'm pulling up now, the information, all the updates on everything that we do here at the Female Solution. And I know it's here somewhere. There it is, Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. This is what you will see when you go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. That blog will give you the updates. This is the one for October, but the one for November is right above it. So that's Saturday, November 26th. God willing, nothing will happen before then. And you can go and see that. You can go register. Have your children register. Okay? So just go to ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. And it's always also on our Facebook page, Higher Learning TV Show. But right now, what I want to do is introduce you to our special edition judges today. And that would be Karen Allen from Chicago, but she's in New York now. And also Ariana. So if you would be so kind to introduce yourself to our viewing audience, let them know who you are and what you're involved in.
Okay. You want me to go first?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My name is Karen Allen, originally born in Chicago, raised in Cabrini Greens on the north side of Chicago. And right now I am working on my own organization. It is called Miss Allen's Patty Cake. We educate kids, especially those kids with cancer. And I partner with Save for Life Cancer Foundation, and we educate the parents on free health care, things they can get while they're going through cancer, housing, and anything they need as far as free mammograms, free pap smears. We have connections to many solutions while they're going through what is a part of their life that can be hard. You know, so we try to lighten that burden by giving them positive information and lots of input to free things such as even free vegetables, free food, and you know, sometimes when you I'm a two-time breast cancer survivor, but I fortunately had the military who took care of me in many ways. So I try to give back to the community. We do give back to the community, let's say that. And we try to inform those who are uneducated about the things they may not know about.
Wonderful. And I'm so glad you sent me this video so I can pull this up for our viewing audience. I need you all to mute your mics because I hear a little static in the background so I can play this. So just mute your mic, and I want our viewing audience to be able to see this. So this is from New York News, so check it out.
In an effort to educate and assist people with cancer, the Save for Life Cancer Corporation, Mrs. Allen's Patty Cake, and Step Up to Better Living has opened the first Save for Life Cancer Resource Station. The station is available for cancer navigation services, free cancer screenings, and assistance for patients and their families.
We're here to give back to the community and to educate them on things they can do while they're going through chemo, while their children need help, and even if they need housing or anything, we are a support group, and we believe in giving back to the community.
The Bold Cancer Wellness Program was also in attendance. They encourage families and patients to look into different programs that will benefit them and their loved ones' mental well-being.
We provide a variety of free resources, such as free counseling, free therapy sessions, free support groups, wellness classes, anything that you can that can help psychosocial needs of cancer patients.
Allen, unfortunately, lost her young daughter to neuroblastoma and is a two-time breast cancer survivor herself. For her, this cause means everything. She urges families of cancer patients to seek out educational resources.
It's such a battle to have children that need to be educated while they're going through chemotherapy.
If you or someone you know is in need of support services, follow the link below. Reporting for BronxNet, Brittany Schuyler Albain.
And just so you know, you heard it right here on the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Congratulations, Karen, on the wonderful work that you're doing. And I do believe that you're going to come back in the 1 o'clock hour and share, oh, more of us. I forgot about the other video that you talked about. Where is it? Oh, Mrs. Allen, Patty Cake. Tell us just a little bit about that Patty Cake.
Okay, sure. Miss Allen's Patty Cake was created actually a long time ago for my daughter. Mm-hmm. She learned differently, but she's very smart, well-educated. But she had to have a beat to everything. So I changed the nursery rhymes to a cadence, like from the Army. And later on in life, when I was teaching, I found there were more students like her. So I actually put it in my planner that I was going to change it and record it and make it. So that's where it came from. Kids who learn differently, sometimes they learn to a beat, sometimes they learn to art. You know, it's different strategies of teaching, especially the young ones who cannot sit still. So the pre-K learners, kindergarten, you know, sometimes we take a break and we vibe to the music and we learn things that way.
Mm-hmm. And I just saw a movie recently about exactly that. This child was having a problem learning, and they started with the music, doing this. And I was like, oh, okay, that's a bright idea. Well, if you don't have kids, you don't know these things.
Yeah.
So,
and they learn that way. Even my daughter now, she does not understand why patty cake was made a different way.
Mm.
That's how the story came about, because she actually went to school and was singing it her way, you know, because that beat, you know, she can learn that. She learned from the beat.
Oh, okay.
Karen, may I ask you a question? Good morning.
Yeah.
You know, is this targeted more for specific age groups?
Well, pre-K learners and kindergarten, first grade, and then I have the instrumental music attached to it on YouTube where other kids who are older can vibe to it, dance to it. I have a new group that is older that is actually going to use the music to dance. I have an instrumental pre-K dance to. I made several versions of it, but it started out for the pre-K learners, the smaller kids, and I actually have 5 different versions of the music.
Yes.
Nice.
So if you go to YouTube and type in Miss Allen Patty Cake, you'll see them all. And I'll bring them back up later so you can see them all. But I just want you all to see this video right about now. So here we go, Miss Allen's Patty Cake PSA.
Patty Cake, Baker's Man.
That is our family for the Female Solution. What we're showing on the video screen, you only have audio, so you can't see. So what we just showed was the PSA from Karen Allen's Miss Patty Cake. Karen is a cancer survivor, and she's sharing some of the blessings that came as a result of that, and you'll hear more about that coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. But right now, it is 12:13. I want to go to our next judge, Ariana Rivera. That's my girl right there at the bottom of the screen.
Hey!
And she is a supervisor at EAA Chicago. That is the European American Association. And I'm not exactly sure how long you have been there, Ariana. I just know I see you every time I come. And I'll tell a little bit about how that came about. But anyway, I see Ariana every week. She has such... I don't know why she's working in an office when she should be at a comedy club somewhere, because she's just got this she's got this awesome way of communicating with people. And I just wanted to share that with our viewing audience. So if you would please be so kind to introduce yourself, tell us a little bit how you got started, who you are with European American Association and your children, so on and so forth. So let's hear about you. And I'm going to...
Sure, hi. Good morning, everybody. Karen, Zeldi. Yes, I have been working with European American Association. It's going to be close to 15 years now.
Oh.
Yeah, I started as a homemaker out of the field. Both of them. On the side, I did have my own job, but decided to grow up. I knew I needed to do something different, and the opportunity at the office came that a supervisor left, and I was invited in and took the opportunity.
Look at that.
Yes, and so I've been at the office. We are currently an agency who helps take care of our elderly. Very passionate about that because, like I said, I started by taking care of my grandparents, and it just kind of grew from there.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody knows about it, it has many branches. It's not just sending somebody out there. We're talking about the IDOA and everything else. So, yeah, it's definitely something that can be very rewarding. I currently have 3 kids. I have 2 of my own, and I am currently fostering my nephew.
Bless your heart.
Thank you. And so when Ms. Karen is telling me about this awesome opportunity to use this stuff, I don't know if you guys are aware, but, you know, many of our foster children do have or come from trauma homes and have difficulty with the regular spectrum that they use for them to learn things. And so this whole video that I just saw, I can so see it being used here at home with us.
Because
he loves music, and he's very angsty, and he's very active. So I'm like, wow, that can help so much. Because sometimes I'm like, hey, ABC, ABC. And he's like, no. But if I can add a little me tune, yeah, I'm sure that will work.
Oh, that
but
is.
Yeah, and that's a little bit about me, girl.
You are more than just a supervisor there. You bring joy to the workplace. No, I'm serious because I swore on a stack of Bibles I would never work again in another office. And I don't work there. I just volunteer there for the last 30-plus years.
Yeah.
And I did that because there was a need. Old folks raised me, and they always said, when I was a kid, 7, 8 years old, my mom used to have me go to this lady's house, do her dishes, her groceries, turn out the garbage, pick up her cleaning. And I was like, why am I doing this stuff for this old lady? I don't even know her.
Yeah.
30 years later, and you're still doing it. So it's a good thing. So I commend you for the work that you do there at EAA Chicago. And for those who are interested in the services, that are available for the European American Association. I'm sorry, I did that wrong. The services that are available at European American Association. If you go to the website, it's eaachicago.org, and you see there's home, there's just a ton of information. And you said senior home care. These are just some of the
services
that they offer, senior in-home care, and that is crucial because a lot of seniors are just not able to get out and about and take care of themselves. So what we do there at EAA is awesome. They also have the energy assistance program, that CETA and LIHEAP, the emergency home repair, the community garden. Oh, my God, John brought in a cousin to a squash yesterday. It was so big, it was long as a snake. And I was like, John, what is that? I hate I didn't get a picture of it, but I know Margie did. So at some point I'll get another picture of it. But it was huge. And then
yeah, definitely has the green thumb. Yeah,
he has a green. I've been out there twice, I think. I garden at home. Anyway, community revitalization. They do construction on senior homes and just whatever needs to be done, they get a request for. And last but not least, the food pantry. This is where I come in because I come in every Thursday from 1 until 4 or 5, somewhere around there, to help with the food pantry distribution. And I am so glad to see that there are many, many volunteers because back in the day, I was the only person packing. I was the only person packing for all of these people. I would be so tired, honey. When I go home, I pull off my clothes and get in the bed because I couldn't move.
I understand that. We've had days like that,
yeah.
So you know.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And Thursdays are very busy days, and certain days we do things, certain days we don't do things, and it's like that. So I'm honored to be a part of EAA Chicago and continue the great work that they do there. And
we appreciate appreciate your help, Zelda. You're definitely missed when you can't make it. So, yes,
okay.
We appreciate you still hanging around.
Thank you so much. I want to be, like to be here another 30 years.
Yes.
Okay, so now that we know all about our judges and what's going on, and we're going to continue this conversation after the contest is over, because I'm sure people are like, okay, so when is the contest going to begin? When is the contest going to begin? The contest is going to begin right now, and what we're going to do, the judges are going to vote between 1 and 5, and they will be judged on originality. Is it their song? And the showmanship? And is it the right song for their personality? So, unfortunately, teens have a tendency not to do as instructed. And the instructions are that in order to audition, you must submit the Teen Talent Contest agreement. And that agreement is a talent release form, basically. And many of them have not submitted them. So for this very special edition, we have We have a few. People are always sending me videos of just craziness of kids. So I thought it was very appropriate to share this one today. And I think you will enjoy this as much as I did. I don't know who these young men are, but they are singing a song by Yolanda Adams, "The Battle is the Lord's." Are you ready to go to church? Here we go, y'all. Had to share that with you. I know it was a little long, but I was so shocked to see it. I just had to share it. I'm sorry. It was off the chain. What can I say? These are two men. Somebody sent me this from TikTok, and I was like, no, they're not singing Yolanda. was like, yes, they are. I don't know if they're brothers, cousins. I don't even know their names. All I know is we do not own the right to that music. How about that? Okay. I call them the male duo. And they're singing the song Yolanda Adams. So you're going to The Battle is the Lord. The Battle. It's called The Battle.
Is the Lord.
Yeah. The Battle by Yolanda Adams. So you're going to be grading from 1 to 5. They can get a total score of 5 if we're showing their originality, their showmanship, and if it was the right song for them. So 1 through 5, and while you are grading them in your mind or on paper, however you decide to do it, I'm going to pull up the next one, and I think you will enjoy this one as well. I have no idea where this person is from, but I know they can sing. I know that much. So where is it? It is the – I got so many windows open here. Okay, where is it? The bad – oh, I got to take it out. Duh, I got to put it up. In the meantime, I do believe – Karen, you need to contact Travis Thomas because that video is not showing. They're trying to get in.
Oh,
yeah.
That's my partner.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So send her a text and let her know. I see her video. I see her name, but I don't see her video. So she needs to open that up. And while she's doing that, I have the video up here for you. And this song... I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to let you see it, because when you see it, you'll be like, okay, alrighty. And here we go with the next song. And that person is, actually, it's another man. How about that?
Okay.
Where are you? Where are you? What is it called? It's a run. It's a TikTok. There it is. There it is. Okay.
Now wait,
Stop. Okay.
I'm sorry. Did we get an age on the last group of, or the last?
I have no idea.
They look like
they could be. They. I don't know. They look like they could be 18, 19, 20. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Because the contest is for 13 through 19. They could pass for 17, 18, 19. I don't know. You know.
Okay.
We grow up so big today. Trying to see. Okay, so I'll just play it because I was trying to make it bigger for you, but you'll enjoy it. Here's contestant number 2 singing. I just thought that was cute. I'm like, no, he didn't have no idea who he is, what his name is, where he's from. It's another TikTok video. His name is Saint Harrison. Okay. Saint Harrison. Yeah, because he can sing, honey. Yeah. So, singing Aretha Franklin. Ain't no way. I love with his pink hair. And somebody made a comment at the bottom and said, oh, it was the run that got me. He was feeling that song. He was
all about it. He was watching
because
he was like in this parking lot, right?
Right. I'm like,
yeah.
You're in a parking lot?
Missy yelling. He's like, oh, and he felt it. He was running for it.
I was like, okay, you go ahead on with your bad self.
Yeah.
All right. ready now. It is 12:29 while our we have a commercial break at 12:30. And
okay.
Let me play this quick promo for you, and then we're going to take our commercial break. And, Karen, you can contact your partner and see where she's
okay.
at with this. And
we'll
take our first break, and we will be right back. Oh, this show is being sponsored by StreamYard. Check it out.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced. And we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Just joining us, we are working on, the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, and I have one more spot for you. So if you are a person that shops, and most people do shop, you will appreciate the fact that somebody has got your back, somebody's looking out for you. So I want to share this with you, and then you can share it with somebody else, and we can all have some fun and make some extra money. How about that? Here we go. Sponsored by HigherLearningNetwork.org.
Welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique quick link that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's quick link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's quick link, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own quick link and begin earning quick cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
And you can always email us info@higherlearningnetwork.org or just go to the website, higherlearningnetwork.org. And we do not order everything that you see. We order only what we need, and we use it as an opportunity to help the homeless. And I'm sure you will see what's scrolling down below, the information for the homeless, because I'm very grateful to EAA Chicago for being the organization that supplies the food every week, because there is so much homelessness in the city of Chicago. I had no idea. It's rampant. It's all over the world. And we have had a lot of refugees come from Mexico, Cuba, you know, Latin America, South America, and recently Ukraine. Lots of Ukrainian refugees, and they feed them every week. And I'm not talking about junk food. I'm talking about good food. I'm talking about good vegetables, fruits, meats, bread, cake, pie, you name it, they got it. So kudos to the European American Association. But I want to focus on what we do on QuickClick. And it's not on my blog. It is, but it's way down there, how you can earn money. Well, you just saw the promo. But the only thing that we've ever bought, and we got it for the homeless, was some hot chocolate. And I got it for myself. I'm just going to be honest. I got it for myself, and I was like, oh, this is too good to keep to myself. I gotta share this. So I was like, oh, let me go to Dollar Tree, get some dollar cups, come home, make the coffee, and we take it out there to them. And so now it's time to take it out there, because it's cold again. Well, it's not cold today, but it's going to be cold, and they need help. Sometimes I stop by Wendy's on Division and Ashland, and I ask for coffee, and they give us coffee, and we take them coffee. And last but not least, this is the Noni juice, if you can see that, and it'll be on my blog. That's the only thing you know about Noni juice. No, you can. This is the only thing that we buy, because I use it every day. I'm just not buying stuff to be shopping. I'm over that. Buy what I need. And Noni juice helped me heal my broken bones, and it's excellent for the immune system. And I took it years ago before I even started promoting it. And it's just an overall, it builds the immune system. You know, there's so much out here, I don't have to say it. So it's a Tahitian drink, and it comes from a berry. So, you know, the berries are all good for you. So I'll put that up on my blog, unless you feel like scrolling way down there. But I'll put it at the top so you can see it. I'll put that information up there. And I said all that to say this. Please share this video with someone and share the link with someone. And if you purchase, not if, but when you purchase something, you'll also get a link that you can share with other people. And then that's how you make money. And because the money that we make from it, we buy tents and we buy butane, because they need butane to keep warm. Long story short, 2019, excuse me, my little brother, Douglas Robinson, is in the Chicago Sun-Times, Chicago Tribune, if you want to Google it. He was murdered in Tent City. And all of these homeless people showed up at his funeral, and I was like, wow, I had no idea. And then they just started telling me all the problems they were having, so I made a vow to them at the funeral that I would do whatever I could to help. I'm retired. I don't work every day. I do work from home because I got a lot of projects. and I don't have the kind of money to take care of you all, but I volunteer at organizations that can offer you food and resources. So that's what we do. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Okay, let's move on. The information will be on my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Now, what we are going to do is go to the next audition, which will be, oh, Lord have mercy, you all going to love this. It's a little long.
Okay.
But I think you can appreciate it, because this, I was like, who is this little girl here? Okay, so. Okay, and why is she not showing up, Miss TikTok? Put it in there. I don't know why she's not showing up, because I got the right.
It's a she. It's our first she.
It's a, we finally got a she, so let me find, see if I can find the other she, because she's not showing up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, did I copy it correctly? Let me click on here. Karen, did I hear a little click? Is that your buddy? Your partner? Yeah, there she is. So we'll bring her in, and I can find the right video while we're waiting for her. Well, hi there.
Hi.
Travis Thomas. God bless you, too. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
If I would have known we were going to do this, I would have had our whole group join.
We can do another show.
For the moment.
We can do another show.
I only have just a second. I just wanted to say hello. And then my sis, Karen. Running things, girl. Running things. So pleasure. It's an honor and a pleasure to see everybody. God bless you. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I truly, truly appreciate it. And I'm so sorry I can't stay because I'm leading the cancer support prayer group. But I just want to let you know that we honor you. We appreciate you. We love you. My sisters, thank you so much for your heart, especially Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
That's right.
Thank you so much. Blessings to all. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you. You do the same. Oh, Lord, what is that? And thank you so much
for
stopping by.
I'll share the link with the women.
Yes.
I'll share the link with the women so they can tune in.
Okay. Oh, now it plays. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Now I get the video up and it doesn't want to play. Okay, go back.
Uh-oh.
There's always something. You know, I expect it. There's always something on the computer.
Of course.
What was she doing, Karen, today?
Today at 1:30 here, we have a prayer group for women who are in need. They have different ailments or different things going on in their life. They get to discuss and we share a scripture.
Oh.
Scripture, yeah.
That's nice. Is that local?
No, we're local in New York. Yeah, we're in New York in the Bronx.
Okay.
We do have outsiders from Boston and Maryland, but it's a private group because they're talking about their own personal needs.
Oh,
but it is a prayer group. Yeah, it is a prayer group.
Let me ask. I know that you guys are focused, obviously, on the English speaking kind of stuff. Do you know anything kind of like for Spanish? Do we know of any? Organization,
any
speak Spanish? Well, we have some here in New York. Really?
Yeah, I get your information.
It depends on the need.
Yeah, we definitely do in the Bronx.
All right. Yeah. I'm surprised there's not so many here, though,
then,
in Chicago, or at least that I am aware of.
Yeah, that we don't know about. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, there's
a lot here. Quite a few.
Okay.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but Jesus was not...
Okay, let me...
crucified on
the cross. Yeah, I need to find her. Okay, I got her. Now I got to bring her up.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but...
Okay, now that I finally found the video, I can bring it up. And when I heard this, I was like, is this a little girl saying this? How old is this child? I know she's definitely...
It did sound like that.
Mm-mm. I know she's young enough to be on the show. If I can just find, there she is. A duet. There she go. Now you know on TikTok they do somebody watching you. You can get in on somebody's video. So that's what this is. So knowing we don't own the rights to anything here. So are you ready? Jesus was not crucified on a Gucci cross. Here we go.
But Jesus was not crucified on a Gucci cross.
He didn't have on a crown of Versace thorns or Nike shoes on his feet when the nails pierced through. There was nothing bougie about Calvary. That old rugged wooden cross wasn't even befitting to hold a carpenter's son, but there as God hung. Held on by his love for us, by his love for all. It wasn't a red carpet affair for your favorite celeb. Matter of fact, the only paparazzi was an angry mob as a crowd of witnesses. Mm. Once upon a time, I thought the crucifixion was like the Grammys, an award show only for a self-righteous few. But the Bible didn't mention an ovation. Only wrongful accusation, hate speech, and boos from fools as the King of Glory came through. But boy, did Jesus make a runway out of Golgotha. Adjusted that burden of a cross, you would think it was like butter over his shoulders. I heard that he stated that when Jesus said, "It is finished," that was a fashion statement. Even in suffering, the sovereignty of his majesty could not be hid. But make no mistakes. Jesus felt every nail, felt every whiplash, every rib crack. It was for you that he braced the pain. Humiliated and stripped, his robes were confiscated like a game of Monopoly, the true dies. Pierced, blood and water flowed from his side. Permit me to say that the drip is eternal. To this we are healed by his stripes. I guess all I'm saying is, Jesus loves you, die. Literally, I mean, he braced the cross for you and I. So do not let the devil have the last laugh because Jesus made a joke of death. Thrown up at the gates of hell was like, "Knock, knock, guess who's here? Shut down hell party, set captivity captive. Who else raises the dead? Even in death is the audacity for me." But the story doesn't end there. He showed up on the third day like, "I'm good and you are too. One with the Father, my blood makes you brand new. So what did I prove you need that God loves you?" I do not know what your past is, but trust me, that is past it. Do not buckle in your shame. God calls you by his name. No capping. So when the serpent comes with the ring, hissing, whispering, deceitful accusations, speaking in pastor tongues, this is clapback season. Declare boldly, "My sins are forgiven." I do not know who needs to hear this, but Jesus was not crucified on the Gucci cross. It doesn't matter your age, gender, race, or net worth, only that you have been made holy.
All right now.
Amen.
And the lady underneath her said, "That little girl is on spot. God bless her little heart." Yeah, somebody trained that child right. Oh, Lord.
That's right.
I have never seen anything like that in my life. I have no idea who she is, where she's from. All I know is she's on TikTok, and she's old enough to be in the Higher Learning Network Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. So y'all can vote on that one. Go right ahead on. 1 through 5, Jesus is not on a Gucci cross, or judging her on originality, showmanship, or womanship in this matter, and is it the right song or the right verse for her? I think she did very well. I think she did excellent.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She had me captured.
I know. I was like, okay, at first the topic itself was enough, but then, then she come out here, I was like, oh, okay.
She did not shudder.
No, not one time.
Funny.
It's like, I'm new to this.
Yeah, definitely felt that. The same. Yeah.
Yeah, she know what she doing.
Mm-hmm.
So while you are grading, I am going to go pull up the next video. And it's on here somewhere, HTTP, yeah. You know, these TikTok videos are sometimes a little hard to pull up, but I'm going to do my best to pull it up. It is 12:49 if you are just joining the conversation on the Female Solution. Thank you so much for joining us here today. We are doing the live virtual teen talent contest, and you can see us and vote while you're there. I forgot to mention that. You can vote on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, as well as our Facebook channel, which is Higher Learning TV Show. And right about now, whoa, it started a little bit too soon. Come on, go back, go back, go back. Everybody need to see what you're doing. Okay, let me, okay, now I can pull it up so you can hear what the woe was all about. I thought this was too cute. And I'm going to get this right in a second, y'all. Here we go. This is cute. This is contestant number four. It's called Mom's Restaurant. Are you ready?
Yeah, bring it.
Let's do it. Gave him a check at the end. I thought that was too cute.
Because you are having trouble in your relationship. Because you are bored and you need some temporary companionship, look, whatever it is, I will not be your heart's equalizer. The one that you call when the one who you really want to be with is off kilter. You cannot use me like a filter to make your name look better. I deserve better. Then you hiding behind those vague invitations. I guess you just want to say that whatever happens between us is something that I initiated. But I've seen you in the faces of other men who open DMs and slide in wanting nothing concrete, just access to me. The chance to experience my peace without granting me the same. But I'm more annoyed with your random ass good mornings and your sweet nothings than if you would just leave me the fuck alone.
Yes.
There is peace and purpose in my home. There are people who love me hitting my phone, so I don't need your scraps, especially when I didn't ask your ass for anything in the first place.
Oh.
I hate when I'm minding my business and somebody come ask me for some attention that they don't plan to do shit with. Bro, I'm good. I don't need to be affirmed by someone whose heart is already occupied. I'm too damn grown to keep bumping souls with somebody who doesn't also offer their heart and their mind. Look, I already know that I'm fine. I've already got a brother I can call if all I want is the grind, but I'm an investment. We talking dreams, building teams, and time. Don't come by here offering me a slow delivery like a sister ain't already accustomed to prime. You got 48 hours of my time to show and prove or to step aside. I need a love that's quick to arrive at its destination. I chuck deuces to hesitation, because being lonely doesn't scare me, but being stupid and used up does, so I'm good, bruh. I will not be settling on the margins of you, losing sleep over things that you won't do, ideas that you birth with no intent to raise. You do not have permission to tap into me only on certain days. If you don't look at me and agree that I deserve 7 days of your week, then do me a favor. Don't even speak.
Ooh.
Thank you. Thank
you. Ooh.
Love
I don't
that.
Know.
Strong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who this child is. I don't know how old she is. I don't know any of that, but I know she is the mom.com.
Yeah.
And the name of the poem is called I'm Good, Bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like that.
The name of the poem is called I'm Good, Bro. And she looked like, she looked like she could be 17, 18, 19. I'm not exactly sure, but I'm Good, Bro was off the chain. So.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it just, as the kids say, as the children say, it's getting betterer and betterer. So I, you know, this is up to you all too. I get to vote, and we're gonna make the announcement of who the winner is on my show on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, and on the Higher Learning TV show on Facebook and YouTube on Monday Morning Mindfulness, which airs 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. So, if you would like to vote, get those votes in to Higher Learning. I'm sorry. The votes go to hlntvshow@gmail.com. And both of you have my email address, so you can just email me your votes. But for those who are voting outside, go to hlntvshow@gmail.com. And that is just about it. It is 12:57. We have about 2 minutes because I have to play the closing. Is there who's staying with us after 1 o'clock?
Oh, I have an appointment.
Okay.
Yeah, I can.
Okay, so I'll be here by myself. I'm used to it. So
it was so much fun, though.
Yes,
I love this. Must come back.
Yes. So every month, every last Saturday of the month, if you'd ever like to participate, the next one is in November, and I'm trying to pull it up here on the screen right about now. That is November 29th, I believe it is. Let me pull it up here, Jesse. And the updates will be on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. It is Saturday, November 28th. Is that the 28th? It's the writing is so small.
After Thanksgiving,
yeah. Yeah, the 26th. That's the Saturday, yeah, after Thanksgiving. So if you go to my blog right there, you'll see zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And you can get that information there. Now I have got to play the closing of the show. Thank you for our fantastic judges. Anna?
We've come to the end of our show today.
Thank you so much.
Every show.
Next week, next month, we'll do it all over again. Have a great day, ladies. Appreciate you. And get those calls in.
Thank you.
All righty. Love, peace, and heaven.
Also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/The Female Solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jeret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Show, the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, is sponsored by StreamYard. Thank you, StreamYard, for being a sponsor of the show, and it's also being sponsored by itext.com. If you are a business owner or entrepreneur and you have needs, just like you go to any other big box stores, Walmart, Target, Kmart, any of those, you can shop on itext.com. And if you need products or supplies, we've bought a car, we've traveled to on vacations anywhere in the world you can think of. Business owner's best kept secret. You can get that and get a $100 bonus to go shopping immediately when you announce that you have the promo code ZELDA. That's ZELDA. Use that promo code and get $100 to go shopping right then and there. Go to itext.com. If you have any questions, you can always email me, zeldaspeaks@gmail.com. Thank you for StreamYard for being our sponsor, and thank you for those who are watching today. I want to share with you information for the Quick Click. If you are interested in becoming a person who likes to shop and wants to get paid to shop. So I'm going to share this with you while I run to get me some tea. And you enjoy it, and text somebody and let them know right now this is how they can make some money.
Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on Quick Click. On QuickLick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickLick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But Quick Click is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. Quick Click rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickLink makes, Maura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Maura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
ZeldaSpeaks.com, it will direct you to higherlearningnetwork.org, so I don't think you put in the wrong thing, but I want you to hear this voice.
Blog Talk Radio.
That is not what I wanted to hear, so I will just tell you about if one of our sisters of the microphone, there she is.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships for introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Now that is the voice of Minister Cynthia Marie Williams. She began this show, The Female Solution, with Naima Latif, executive producer Naima Latif, who's away at a funeral today, two funerals today as a matter of fact, so she couldn't be here, so I'm running the show for her today. And about a month ago, Naima and I went to Minister Cynthia Marie's husband, Michael, went to his funeral. He was ran over in the middle of the street on 83rd in Ashland, I believe, 82nd, 83rd, in the middle of the street, ran over, took his life. So we go to his funeral, which was a couple of weeks ago, and I noticed that Minister Cynthia Marie Williams was not looking her best. Of course, who would be looking their best when your spouse just passed, friend, spouse, lover, whatever, just passed? And a week, probably a month later, I'm having the chat. Our sister circle has a chat. My sisters of the microphone, I call them. We have a chat every Sunday morning where we discuss, you know, what's going on for the rest of the week. And I'm looking at the chat because Tuesdays I don't answer my phone because I have a Tuesday's my off day, so don't call me if you don't want your feelings hurt. Or just leave a message because I don't answer the phone. It's my day. Saturday is most people's day, but Tuesday is my day. I'm retired, so I can do that. So there are a bunch of texts going back and forth, and I can't hear it or see it or pay attention to it because I use my phone. I'm a DJ. I play music from my phone. with my ladies of Midwest. We play on Tuesdays. And so I didn't see any of what was going on. So the next, and by the time I get home at night, I'm just exhausted. I just go to bed. I get up the next morning, I'm looking at my text, and I was like, I'm listening, I'm reading these conversations back and forth. And I'm like, am I hearing this right? Did Minister Cynthia Marie Williams just make her transition? Yes, she did. She passed Tuesday night or Wednesday morning. They're not sure. Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, God rest her soul, she's on the other side. She is in no pain. She had both of her legs cut off, but she was a phenomenal sister. Honey, she did not need legs to help you to understand what's going on in life. Since Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, rest in paradise, rest in power, rest in peace, because she is the kind of soul that still teaches us, even though she's no longer here. She did not let the fact that she had no legs stop her. As a matter of fact, she did not even know that her legs had been amputated. That's a whole other show behind that one. That's why it is crucial that you take the time to learn about this vessel, the body, and know what emotions, how your emotions affect your mental and your physical health. Because if you don't know that, you will wind up in a place that you don't want to be longer than you want to be there. I said all that to say this. Minister Cynthia woke up from the, this is what I was told, I wasn't there, the conversation with my sisters, is that she awakened and she says, where are my legs? What did they do with my legs? So I imagine if you went to sleep and woke up and your legs weren't there, you would be a little delirious too, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Type that in the comment. Yes, I would, or no, I wouldn't. And I'd like to know why. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Female Solution. Today is a day of honor and respect for our star of the microphone, and that would be Minister Cynthia Marie Williams. This woman had, I don't even know how to explain it. She just had so much energy and so much in her. She was always helping people. How can you help people and you're in a wheelchair? Because you use your mind to get anything it is that you want. And see, they're not going to tell you this. When you go from elementary school to high school to college and beyond, they're not going to tell you that the power that you're looking for, you're going outside of yourself looking for a degree, when the degree is already in here. You just haven't mastered it. And once you learn to master it, you are a force to be reckoned with, child. So let's see what you think about it this morning. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Let's go to the phone lines if you'd like to join the conversation. Area code 312-721. You are live on The Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, Grand Rising. Well, I guess it's afternoon now.
Yes, it is.
Night.
Naima, thank you for joining us, my sister.
Oh, absolutely. Well, this is definitely a day of celebrating life. I'm leaving one funeral of my dear friend, Reverend Frank Watkins, who was an aide to Reverend Jesse Jackson and a longtime member and very foundational supporter for the Rainbow Push Coalition and, you know, someone that I worked with closely and really had the privilege of knowing. So I just left that funeral. Now I'm going to the funeral of a dear high school friend, Vita Sargent. And she was one of the people who helped our girls basketball team win their city championship back in the day. So
wow.
I'm headed toward her celebration of life. And, you know, every homegoing celebration always reminds you of your purpose for being here. And the relationship that you have shape you. One of the things that I talked about in my today's 555 blog that I do every day, I shared a story of a woman, a man's near-death experience, in which he met his deceased wife in heaven, And she had died very young. You know, they were a young couple, and he had just been devastated by her passing, and he's fallen into alcoholism and grief and everything, lost custody of their son because he was just so distraught and wanted to die. And she told him, no, you have to go back. You have to finish raising our son, and you're going to remarry. And he was shown the woman he was going to marry who was going to help him raise their son. And so, you know, we should understand that all of us come here with a life plan and things we need to achieve and challenges we want to overcome. And then when it's time for us to go, we've made an exit plan. You know, we're going to leave here some kind of way. Some people sickness, some people, you know, in their sleep, some people, you know, an accident. But we all have an exit plan. We're not allowed to know what it is. Otherwise, we'd be focused on, oh, I'm going to die this day and this time and this hour and this way. We've been paying attention to how we're going to die instead of living. So that way we're not allowed to know this, but our soul knows. So sometimes when there's a couple, you know, and their life plan is kind of intertwined with each other, things that they're both striving to learn and to evolve into a level of unconditional love for each other and service to the society. And sometimes their life plan is intertwined. So when one leaves, you know, the other one's kind of finishing up their life plan as well. So it's common sometimes you see couples, one will leave and then the other one not too long after one will go as well because they both finished what they came to do.
Right.
And so, you know, of course, we weren't really surprised when Minister Cynthia made her transition, you know, within months of her husband just because, see, their life plan was very much intertwined, him being in service to her during the time and she was well, she tells the story about how when she was in a coma, he was right there by her side, you know, for 6 months. And the doctor didn't know where to pull the plug. You know, when you're in a coma, they don't know are you here or you're not here. But he stayed right there with her through the time that her legs got amputated and all of that. So they've had quite a journey together of learning how to be a loving couple despite all the challenges. And it was magnificent to watch the growth of them and overcoming the challenges. So I know that the time that she chose to leave and she left peacefully in her sleep, you know, I know that she was ready to go and finish her course. And so it's a lot to learn from her life, even all the things we talked about in terms of your health and how you've got to be aware of how your emotions are affecting your body. She had a lot of childhood trauma. She had a lot of forgiveness work that she was able to do with her father and mother and just, you know, all of it. But she overcame it, and at the end she did overcome all of that. But it definitely is a lesson for us in taking care of our bodies and repairing our bodies. And sometimes, you know, when the doctor wants to tell you, oh, well, we're going to have to cut this off or cut that out, get a second opinion. You know, start studying some holistic healing. Learn some of the newest ways. You got the BOD and all of the kind of energy healing. Learn these ways that work that maybe medical doctors aren't ready to put into practice yet because maybe, you know, it ain't going to pay them enough because then you'll be healed instead of having to keep going back for treatment every day for the rest of your life. But do what's best for your body. So sometimes we learn those things as a result of watching someone else's journey and seeing what they had to go through so we can learn to avoid it. So everything works out for the good of all. And we love Minister Cynthia Marie Williams. We love her for all that she's done and all she's been. And I'm so glad we still have her voice there on the recording, and she's all her shows are in the archives. So with today's technology, everybody becomes immortal. So thank you so much for giving us this day to reflect.
I am so glad you said something that most people probably just glance over, and you said she has made her transition from Earth school. This was school for her, as it is for everyone. This is an opportunity to learn what you need to learn and to keep moving forward, and not to be so sad when a person makes their transition because they were here. You don't stay in regular school forever, so don't think you're going to stay on the earth forever.
That's right. You know, I'm about to go into the funeral for my friend from high school. I mean, I think about your high school graduation, how everybody's all sad and everything, because, you know, you've had this school experience together, and you're going to miss each other as you go on with your life. But that's just how it is in Earth. I mean, you know, you graduate, and you're kind of sad because everybody's going to go on. But then the wonderful thing about leaving the Earth school is that you do get reunited with all of your friends and loved ones, and you have a great time in a place where everybody's happy. That's the thing. I mean, you know, I thought about, man, at some point you're going to have more friends on the other side than you have over here, and you'll really be looking forward to going home, because that's really what it is, going home. So do not be sad for the people who got out of this tough school. They finished just like you don't be sad at a graduation. Like, oh, now your life begins. Oh, you're going to have a great time after this. You've got through school. So that's right. What this is. When you finish Earth school, you graduate, you're definitely going to now life begins for real. And
right.
So it's a celebration.
And it must be, wherever people go, it must be good, because nobody's ever come back here and told us anything.
Well, that's another story, because that's another story for another show, because a whole bunch of people are not coming back. You know, they got all these modern techniques to bring you back and keep you hanging on, and a whole lot of folks have gone through the death experience and back again from hypnosis. So now we can even say people have come back to tell us. And so now we know.
Well, we got to have a show
on
that one.
It's better on the other side.
Yeah, we definitely got to have a show on that one, because I don't know nothing about that.
I know people
who have said that, so I get that.
I'm gonna have some people on that actually have been through it, so they can testify.
Oh,
this,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
There is no more mystery. Now we know.
Okay. Oh, wow, yeah. I certainly look forward to that. And I appreciate the fact that you are doing what you're doing, because I swore on a stack of Bibles I would not attend another funeral. So that taught me a lesson. Do not say what you are not going to do, because you will wind up doing just the very same thing you said you wouldn't. So
that is right. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna try to have the daughter of Dolores Cannon, the hypnotherapist. I'm gonna try to have her on the show, because I think that would be powerful. Her mother is like a pioneer in past life regression therapy as a hypnotherapist, and brought so many people back through their various death experiences. And so I'm going to try to have her daughter on as a guest. She recently sent me an email about a program they're having, so I'm like, okay, let me get in touch with her, because I think that would be the show when we can really bring forth, this is what happens when you go to the other side. And that way people don't have to be afraid anymore.
Yeah, because we are filled with fear.
Yeah. We are filled with fear.
The programming that is currently being offered and has been offered since the beginning of time, since I've been born, since you've been born, everybody we know, that programming is a part of
the cemetery. Please go to the cars. I'm on the first street in Paramount.
Uh-oh, I'm getting ready to go into this noisy place. We're going to plan that show. We're going to go into this. We have bereavement. Well, we got to do that show so people know there's no reason to be sad. You know,
I mean,
you're going to miss them. For a little while, you're going to miss them until you see them again. But you will see them again. And you'll know that for certain. So we're going to work on that show. We're going to make that happen. I think it's time for us to bring some comfort to people who are grieving, so they can know for sure that this is not the end. It's just the beginning.
Right.
Anyway, I'm signing off as I walk in this place. I'll say I got to put my mask on my face and all that business, because it's a funeral home. So let me make sure I do that.
Please do.
And I will see you all on Monday morning. And Sunday night with Viata. All
right. 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 And Sunday night with Viata. Thank you so much for stopping and for sharing your experience with us today, and especially the part about coming back. I want to be in on that show because I tell you, I learned something. I might be the host of Monday Morning Mindfulness, but I learn something every single time I come on this show. And so I want to thank you for sharing that information and keeping the show alive. How many years is it now? I've only been here, what, three?
10 years. Well, you know, we started in 2012, so it's been the 10th year now. All right.
Thank you so much for calling us, sis. Greatly appreciate that. That was Naima Latif, executive producer of The Female Solution. You can hear her every Wednesday. Well, I didn't hear her any 5-7 days a week because she's the producer of the show, so she may pop in at any time on the show. But her regularly scheduled day is Wednesday, talking about family and relationships with co-host Hareem Kameed. Hope I got that name right. If I didn't, you know, my heart is in it, but you know. Anywho, that's one of the things that I wanted to share with you. Now I want to share with you what I was telling you about earlier, resources for the community. And some of those resources are now on my blog, and I'm going to pull that in for you to see because I didn't have the website up for the information that I showed you earlier about the noni juice and the hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. So I just reposted it on my blog so you can see it there. And this one is entitled Make Money Resources. So remember I told you about the noni juice. Well, there's a picture of it right there. So if you go and click on those, and I need to get rid of that too. That is no longer HLNTV1. That is, I got to go fix that. That is a HLNT, a Higher Learning TV show. So I'll go back and fix that for you. But that's my blog, so be sure and check it out. And also, I wanted to show you what we do on Monday Morning Mindfulness. For those of you who have not seen the show, you have not experienced the show because we do what is referred to as Monday Morning Mindfulness Meditation. And I want to take you there to show you what it is that we do and how we continue to help support the homeless. And it's a beautiful day outside today, but it gets cold at night. And these are some of the t-shirts that Spirit gave me to share with you because it's important that we continue the programming that is in our minds and our hearts. And we have been programmed with such negativity. You see it all on social media. It is some kind of special. So this is important. What you look at, what you digest, what you ingest, what you allow into your system on a daily basis, it's who you are. It's what you become because you are absorbing all of this. Your energy, nobody's ever told you that. Nobody ever told me that in any school, elementary, high school, college, any job. Nobody's ever told me that I am pure energy. And the energy that I have can give me anything that I want. But they're not going to tell you that because they want to keep you occupied with this. And with the headphones, and with everything else. So I'm here to enlighten you, to tell you that you don't have to be programmed by the powers that be. You can reprogram your own consciousness. How is that possible, Bella? You simply stop listening and participating in activities and conversations that do not help you mentally, physically, and emotionally. I cannot tell you how that will change your life. All I can tell you is just to see for yourself. And when we come back from commercial break, I want us to experience what most experience on Monday Morning Mindfulness, and that is a chance to center yourself, calm yourself down, and activate. That's what it's all about. Activate the genius that is within you. Activate the power that is within you. Because they're not going to tell you this because they don't want you to know. They want to keep you chained ball and chain, keep your purse chained, keep your pocket chained, keep your wallet chained to nonsense. How do I know that? Because I've lived that. I've lived through that. And I look at, you know, every time when I am looking at TV, mostly YouTube, because when I look at TV, every commercial, every 15 minutes, there's a commercial to buy something. Have you noticed that? Type that in there if you've noticed it in the comment section. What have you noticed? What commercials get on your nerves? Well, I have to change my language, get on my nerves, that I prefer not to see. Medicare. I'm 65 plus, so I am being bombarded with calls every day, all day, and I block them and they call back with another number, especially if it's in your area code, 312 or 773 or 219, whatever your area code is. They will call you, and a lot of times they'll hang up, so you'll call them back. See, I know the scoop now. So when I see that, and if you're not in my directory, I don't know who you are, I'm not going to answer the phone in the first place because I know it's a spam or it's spam or somebody trying to sell me something, so I don't want any part of that. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. When we come back, we are going to have our meditation, and you're going to love it, and I'm going to love sharing it with you. But right now, we're going to take a commercial break. I'm trying to find that for you. It is right here somewhere on Air News Network, so stay close, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Tax are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie
Wilson. Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves. But I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Thank you.
on the Higher Learning Network.
And that is the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1, Channel 19, and 24/7 on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. We have so many videos on Higher Learning Network TV Show. And before we went to break, we were talking about how to harness your power. And comments from Move Around with Deborah, who is our third Saturday host. She was on last week. If you didn't miss, you could always go back to the archives. That's the wonderful thing about the Female Solution is you can always go back in the archives and hear the show on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, and on our Facebook and YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show. Deborah says, now the commercials are political lies and mistruths. They have always, you are right, Deborah, they have always been political lies because they never address the issues. Well, I shouldn't say that. They attack the person who they're talking about, like if Pritzker's going against whoever. They attack something that they said or did or something that they did in their past. It's like stick to the issues. And that throws you off, and so you don't really pay attention to what's really important. And that's the whole purpose of politics, is just to keep you confused, and that's what they do. So confusion is a part of it. And I forgot to mention that if you are one of the people who are stressed out on a daily basis, you can always text us for a free consultation. You can text Stress Relief to 219-699-2114, and we can schedule a session for you. And you can also have exclusive access to our inspirational updates, and you can go there and do that as well. I also want to show you, many of you have... many Americans, I should say, we have a tendency to eat a little bit too much. And chances are you may be diabetic and not know it, because I was diabetic for 10 years and didn't even know it. Pre-diabetic. And then when I went into surgery, found out I was a diabetic. And this is my blog, diabeticdonutblog.wordpress.com. And it shows how I reverse type 2 diabetes. And when you click on it, this is what you will get. It tells the story of how I reverse type 2 diabetes. And it's a free download. You can actually download the, you know, you see me drinking this drink all the time. And this is why. Because it's good. It's not good to me, but it's good for me. So I want to share this with you. Because you could be diabetic too and not even know it. Are you overweight? Tired all the time? Too much belly fat? Ooh, well, you could be diabetic. And I'm not exactly sure what happened to the audio here. That's why I'm doing a little voice over here. So you can go to diabeticdonut.com. And this is where I met Jody Susan, our Tuesday morning host of Self-Cell Care. This is where I met her at the Diabetic Donut. And those are just some of the videos from the many shows that we produce on the Higher Learning Network TV show. So I just wanted to share that with you. So if you know of someone who is... pre-diabetic or diabetic, go to the website, diabeticdonut.com, and you can download the free PDF. I share that information with you. But right now, we want to go back to our mindfulness meditation, because this is something that we can do on a daily basis. It does not have to be 5-10 minutes. You can do this in no time at all. So what I'd like for us to do is to simply become still. We're going to spend about 5 minutes on this. And I've got a call. I need to take that 312-721. You're live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment?
Yes, it's Naima Latif again.
yes, ma'am.
It just so happened I had the wrong date for this funeral. So in case anybody was planning to go to the homegoing services for Vita Sargent. I didn't want them to think they missed it because it's actually next week. And I'm walking to the funeral like, wait, where's she at? You may need to know what? So anyway, they looked it up and found out it's next week. So any of our Finger alumni, people who's planning to go to the homegoing service for our dear sister Vita, it's next week at Gatling.
Oh, okay.
1 o'clock. So I want to make sure I didn't mislead anybody.
Okay.
So I'm headed back now to the other funeral.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yes.
And speaking of funerals, that's why we're doing this show today, because next week is the memorial, not funeral, but memorial for the CEO of higherlearningnetwork.org. She made her transition September 17th, and next Saturday is her memorial, and we'll be broadcasting live that for family who is unable to attend. So that is exactly why we're doing this show today, and I want to share, I'm going to bring up on that information. Her name is Deborah Smith, so in loving memory of her, we'll have her memorial next week, next Saturday, October 29th at this time. So friends and family are welcome to attend. Optional attire, red and white, so I got to go find something red and white because I'm not buying anything. We've been so programmed to go buy something every time we go somewhere. We don't need that. It keeps the rich rich and keeps us broke, so I don't think that's the thing to do. But anyway, it's from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the repass is from 1 until 3. So that's at Evening Star Missionary Baptist Church, 2050. I think that's Damon, 59th and Damon, 2050 West 59th Street. So that is Deborah Smith. My longtime friend, I miss her already. What am I going to do? Who am I going to call? Who am I going to talk to now? We talked about anything and everything. We knew each other since we were 5 years old.
You know, those are the people, when you transition, people that are waiting there to greet you, those long friends, you know, if you're in a hospital, and you might have even been in the hospital with somebody who was, you know, very ill and expected to pass soon, and then they start saying, oh, I see Mom, oh, my friend, you know, and they start seeing people who are gone. That's very real. They are coming to, you know, escort them home, and I am really looking forward to talking to some of the people who are involved with the death experiences that people have recalled, so that they can explain, you know, your close friends, they'll be there for you, and you're happy because it's like, oh, I'm going home and my friend came to get me. So, you know, look for her. We hope it's not for a while, but, you know, when you're ready to leave, look for her because she'll be there.
Okay. And I talk to her every day, but, you know, we have been trained to live physical and not the spiritual, so it's a challenge. I talk to her every day.
Oh, yeah, you know, she's listening, too.
You just want to be able to pick up that phone and call or reach out and touch. And so thank you for the lessons, Deborah. I'm learning to evolve in my spirituality. Deborah Smith, my, what they call it, my road dog, my ride or die, whatever you want to call it. We ain't riding, we ain't dying, but you know what I mean. My friend, my BFF for life. Even though she's gone, she's not here with me in the physical, she's always with me in the present. Thank you, Deborah. So I just had to share that with you. And so we will be there next Saturday, week from today, and we'll be there. So it is about 1:43. We've got about 13 more minutes together, 15, 16, 17 minutes, something like that. And I want to share with you just a little breathing technique that you can participate in on your own when you are stressed out and people are getting on your last nerves. You don't have to do that anymore because you can breathe your way out of a situation. So what we want to do is sit up straight wherever we are, because when you start that neck roll, and I don't want you to get a crook in your neck and blame that on me. So what we're going to do is simply inhale to the count of five, hold it for 5 seconds, and then exhale for 5 seconds. And when you blow it out, I want you to blow it out harder than when you inhale. And why do you do that? Because you're sending power signals to your body that you are alive and well. And even if you are stressed out, when there comes a time when you just don't feel like being or can't be yourself, you can just, honey, breathe your way through it, whatever it is. So inhale, hold it, and exhale. Inhale to the count of five, hold it, and exhale to the count of five. So let's do it together. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Ooh, does that feel good? I feel it all up in here. Where do you feel it at? Put it in the chat. Where do you feel it? Inhale deeply to the count of five. And exhale to the count of five. You see, because you are sending signals to the body, to the brain, to the heart, liver, lungs, spleen, spine, pancreas, and all the systems that just continue breathing, just continue listening, and you're sending them signals that all is well, even if it doesn't feel well, you are still sending the signal, and eventually the body will correspond with the signal of love, light, and energy that you send it through the power of the breath. So keep breathing in. Hold it for five. And exhale. Blow it out through your nose. Always breathe. Inhale and exhale through the nose if you can. Some of us may have respiratory problems, and that's okay. You breathe in any kind of way you can, honey, as long as you breathe. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale, as we send love, light, and energy to each and every organ in our body. As we inhale, affirmations, inhale, hold it, and as we exhale, negative self-talk. You see, it is that negative programming that keeps us in a state of chaos and confusion. When we are breathing and paying attention to the breath, all kinds of wonderful things happen on the inside because you breathe without even thinking about it. Your brain is sending signals to the rest of your body to continue to breathe. What if that brain stopped working? What if the breathing apparatus, the lungs, stopped working? You'd pay attention then, wouldn't you? So let's pay attention now. Breathe in. Inhale affirmations. Hold it, and exhale any negative self-talk, any thoughts of lack, limitation, any of that. We release it and let it go. As we inhale genius, inhale together. Hold it, and exhale doubt. Once more, inhale genius, the genius that is within each and every one of us. And exhale, doubt. We'll do each one of these three times. Inhale, genius. Yes, that's the genius in me. And exhale, doubt. Blow it out. As we inhale, affirmations of love. Inhale, affirmations of love. And we exhale, doubt. You need love? Stop looking on the outside and look on the inside, and we'll do a show on that one day. Inhale if you need love. And exhale with self-love. You see, breathing in and breathing out is a part of self-love because you love yourself long enough to sit still in the quiet long enough to know that it is your breath that will keep you in times of chaos and confusion as you breathe in. Because we meditate to activate. We meditate to activate the power within. As we breathe in, hold it, and exhale. And I want to spend just a moment on this because we have a tendency to spend more time on electronic income dividers, electronics, because it's convenient and it's easy. But we must learn how to meditate in order to activate the power within. You got it. You just don't know it. They know it. That's why they want to keep you hooked to this. Got to put this down. Don't sleep with it on. Don't wake up looking
at your messages in the morning. Spend the first few minutes, however many minutes there are. I spend the first hour of the day. I did that when I was working. I sit still in my chair, drink my tea, look out the window, do my affirmations, or sometimes I walk in the park. And why a park, Zelda? What all that dog poop in the park? Well, you step over the poop and get to walking. Why? Because in nature, there is where the magic happens. And if you don't know what I mean, try it. That's exactly what I'm going to do when I leave here today. I'm going to go and meditate to activate the power within. You see, I used to hear Oprah say, go hug a tree. And I was like, I don't know what you want, Oprah, but I want some of that. And then I began to do my research on trees. And guess what I discovered? I'm not going to tell you. You have got to go and watch the YouTube video yourself. What is her name? Judy Deutsch, The Power of Trees. And in this documentary, she talks about how trees, send signals to other trees. How do you spell her name? D-U-I-E, Deutsch or something like that. I can't remember. It's the, there it is. Judy Deutsch. I had her name all wrong. I want to pull that up just so that you can see it, because today you will learn something that you will not learn. In public school or any other school for that matter. Because they don't want you to know the power that you have within. That's why you have to meditate to activate. Remember that. Meditate to activate. That is the one thing that you want to do by any means necessary, because that is where your power lies. When you get quiet and listen to the still small voice that is always there, that is when you will begin to see life from a different perspective. I want you to see this. The name of the video, I went to YouTube and I typed in The Power of Trees by Judy Deutsch. Let me pull up the whole video so you can see it. Once you see this video, you will understand what it is that I'm talking about. You see right here it says The Power of Trees by Judy Deutsch. 1500-year-old tree, Judy Deutsch. I keep calling her Dutch. Judy Deutsch, My Passion for Trees preview on the BBC. Now, I am not going to play that video for you. Why? Because that is not my video, and YouTube will come to me and say, you don't own this video, so why are you showing it? Well, I just wanted my viewers to see that video. So that's what it's called, The Power of Trees by Judy Deutsch. Deutsch, I don't know, just put in Judy from the BBC. That's the British Broadcasting Company, and it'll show up. And when you see this video, you'll be like, wow, they have been keeping this information from me for centuries. Why do I not know this? Because they don't want you to be in power. They want to stay in power, because when you know the power that you have, you have a whole new outlook on life. So go to YouTube and see that. I can't play it for you because I don't want them coming at me. But you, now you know what to do. So I just wanted to share that with you. And I want to share with you anything and everything that I can that will make your life better. And one of those things is, we've got 7 more minutes together here. I want to pull up my blog for the last time and show you the blog, because I try to keep the blog updated. Every day I'm putting something new on it, because there is so much need in our community. And there is just a wealth of information. People send it to me and I post it on my blog. There's the information on the Noni Jews. There's information on the next Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. There is information on theater. Lady Day, you know I love me some Billie Holiday. And if you don't know who Billie Holiday is, don't believe everything you read, because it's not all true.
She was not the person they portrayed her to be. She was so much more than that. But anyway, that's a play. There's theaters that's coming up in Chicago that you can go see. If you've never been to a theater, go to a theater. You will have a different kind of experience. That's the information on my friend Deborah Smith, who was the CEO of Higher Learning Network. These are black mental health resources. The National Association of Psychiatrists sends me stuff all the time. There's just a slew of information because people are stressed. There's a grief and loss support group there. There's Egyptian and Kemetic yoga for men. There's just the strength of a woman seminars. There's just all kinds of information, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. And I just wanted to share that with you because there's so much information. You can go on there every day, and there's just new information. Free My Mind, healing from racial stress in the workplace. Just tons of information. I want you to be aware because knowledge is power. I love this, the Million Man Meditation. It's the 6th annual virtual event. Here it is, certification of the African Black Psychology Orientation Workshop. I want to do that, but I can't, so I have to find out when there's another one because it's Saturday, October 29th, the same day as Deborah's funeral, so I can't miss that. So I have to contact them and see if I can make that, if there's going to be a replay, I should say. Information, a video here with Laura Washington, Dizzy Gillespie. Why is that important? Go in and read that. There's just so much information there on the blog, and I just had to be able to share that with you. Please share this blog with someone because it's just anything you're looking for, if I don't have it, I can find it. And this is why you should keep fruit in mason jars. Because I know when I buy my blueberries and strawberries and berries, I know they deteriorate very quickly. And so I think that's important. There's lots of good information there. So you share that information, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. In the words of Les Brown, it has been a plump, pleasing privilege as well as a pleasure. I said that wrong, but I got to. Oh, the person just hung up. Oh, no, they didn't. I want to take this last quick call, 312-768. You're live on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. I hope this is me. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Hi, who's this?
Oh, wonderful. This is Mama Joy. I just got myself a new number, girl.
Okay, Mama Joy.
I just got a new number. I'm so excited. I've been trying to get in and trying to find you on Facebook and all this good stuff. I say, oh, Lord, I just don't know. But anyway, I didn't want to pay any more money because I paid and found out that this Google number that I get for free, I can call on it and listen to the Female Solution without cost. But I wanted to. And so you're into, hey, we got to tell each other and share this information. There's a way that we can bypass that. And I finally got it. I'm so excited over that. So excited over that. And that's the power of sharing. And I also want to just take a note because I just got plugged in with you. You were sharing the various, theaters and whatever. That's part of culture. And you'll find that any successful cult, any successful ethnic group or nation or community, they are endowed with the culture of music and theater. That's
yes.
Healthy, too. You know, and so we as a people, and I have to always put that we as a people because individuals like you and myself, we avail ourselves to these various things, and it's so enriching. But as a people, we don't know how to appreciate that, but that's where our culture is. We have built other cultures, enhanced other cultures with our gifts and offerings, but we have not learned the value of those entities for ourselves. The music, our dance, and theater is what builds a culture, builds celebrations, and builds health as well. So this is another avenue we have to start looking into and inviting ourselves and stop talking about the great whiteout and what they keep away from us. No, let's take it to them, understanding that this is what we are here to do. And this is part of bringing that to that heaven right on in here. Appreciate you, girl. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Mama Joy. She's our second Saturday host. Be sure and tune in here on female second Saturday. That is Mama Joy, and she is so joyful. She is such a I learn so much from her every time I listen. That's why I love the Female Solution. And I'm going, thank you, Mama Joy, and I'm going to play our closing and...
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
And if you would like a free consultation, you can have that too. If you are stressed and you're not quite sure how to handle that stress, that's what the stressologist is here for, to help you with a free consultation, to help you get through the day of whatever it is that you're going through. And there's a little promo for you. And be sure and share it with somebody. Don't keep the good news to yourself.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
It's perfect. The sound was great.
Avail is car sharing.
Wonderful.
Choose your
okay,
ride, grab the keys, and go. Where to first?
Okay,
it's a
we are
free way to borrow
air.
A car. What?
All right. Thank you so much, Mama Joy. Appreciate you. Have a great day. God bless.